This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. Acting U.S. Homeland Security Secretary Kevin McAleenan briefed Congress today on a new rule that would allow migrant families at the U.S. southern border to be held longer than the current 20-day limit.
The new rule closes the legal loophole that arose from the reinterpretation of FLORUS, which Congress has refused to do, allowing the federal government to house alien families together in appropriate facilities during fair and expeditious proceedings, as was done by the previous administration in 2014 and 2015.
The latest U.S.-South Korean military exercises are over, and the top U.S. envoy for North Korea, Stephen Biegun, says the United States is prepared to re-engage in working-level nuclear talks with North Korea. Biegun is on a three-day visit to South Korea.
President Trump gave me and my team the assignment to restart working-level negotiations with North Korea, as agreed by Chairman Kim, to successfully implement the four commitments the two leaders made in Singapore.
Australians are reacting to the latest court ruling against Cardinal George Pell. He listened as his conviction for sexually abusing children was emphatically upheld today. Court of Appeal Chief Justice Anne Ferguson.
By a majority of 2-1, the Court of Appeal has dismissed Cardinal George Pell's appeal against his conviction for the commission of sexual offences. He will continue to serve his sentence of 6 years imprisonment.
The 78-year-old Pell faces a minimum of more than 3 years in prison before he is eligible for parole. U.S. President Donald Trump and Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro are both confirming reports that the Trump administration is talking with officials of the Maduro regime. Mr. Trump did not identify the Venezuelan officials involved, saying only that the discussions are at a very high level. More news at voanews.com. From Washington, this is VOA News.